Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're focusing on DJ Rap Edit. Shape a ragga toast from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. I'll walk you through a beginner-friendly resampling workflow using only Live 12 stock devices, so you can record a short ragga-style toast, process it, resample it, slice it into playable pieces, and lock in a jungle-style swing that sits with drum and bass breaks. Lesson overview first. By the end, you'll have a one-bar ragga toast loop, short-shouted phrases and chops, recorded or sampled, processed, resampled to a single audio clip, sliced into a drum rack or simpler, edited with stutters and pitch moves, and given a swung timing so it grooves like a classic DJ rap edit. What we're building: a 1-2-bar usable toast loop that starts from a raw vocal take, lives through a light processing chain, is resampled, sliced and sequenced with stutter and pitch edits, and finally nudged or grooved to create Jungle Swing. Tempo target: 168-174 BPM. I'll use 170 BPM for examples. Let's jump into the step-by-step. Remember the lesson title: DJ Rap Edit. Shape a ragga toast from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. A. Project setup first. Set Live's tempo to 170 BPM. Create three tracks: an audio track named Raw Toast for your micro sample, an audio track named Resample for captures, and optionally a MIDI track with a drum rack if you want a break to reference timing. In Preferences, right arrow audio set a low buffer for recording or switch on reduced latency while tracking. B. Record a raw ragga toast, arm the raw toast track, set the input to your mic, or drag a short spoken sample in. Record several short takes, aim for 1-4 syllable shouts like ya, check, selector. Keep them tight and loud but not clipping. Target peaks around -12 to -6 dBFS. Trim your clips down so you have 1-2-bar loopable takes. C. Build a simple processing chain on raw toast. Place the stock devices in order. 1. EQ8. High cast around 80-120 Hz to remove rumble, and a gentle presence boost around 26 Khz if needed. 2. Utility. Keep width at 100% and use gain to set clip peaks near -6 dB. 3. Saturator. Drive to 5, soft clip mode for bite. 4. Glue compressor, threshold to taste, medium attack, medium fast release to tame peaks and even the shout. Optional additions: auto filter for throwaway low pass sweeps, grain delay set small with low dry slash wet for subtle texture, hybrid reverb or reverb with a short tail and low dry slash wet for room feel. Keep the chain modest, you'll resample with this flavor and can reprocess later. D. Resampling the process toast. Create the resample track and set audio from to resampling. Solo the raw toast track and set your loop bracket to the length you want captured. 1 bar is ideal. Enable arrangement record on the transport and hit record. Live will capture the process toast onto the resample track. Trim the recorded clip and warp it. Use Beats Warp mode for tight transients, or Complex Pro for longer sustained material you might pitch or stretch. E. Make rhythmic edits. Slice and convert to MIDI recommended. Right-click the resampled clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing to capture each syllable, or 1/16 for a grid-based approach, and select Create Drum Rack. Live creates a drum rack and a MIDI clip with the original pattern. Open that MIDI clip and edit. Shorten notes, duplicate for repeats. Create stutters by repeating a slice quickly, and add rests. Alternative: drag the resampled clip into simpler and slice, or classic mode for single slice manipulation and pitch control. F. Creating Jungle Swing. Two options. Option A. Groove pool extraction. Drag a swung break into the groove pool view, right arrow groove pool. Then apply that groove to your toast MIDI clip and adjust timing and amount. Start with timing 60-80, amount 50-70. Option B. Manual 1/16 swing nudge, reliable for beginners. Open the toast MIDI clip. Set grid to 1/16. Select the even 16th notes that fall between main beats, and nudge their start forward by +15-35 ms, start with +25 ms. Play and adjust until it sits with your break. Either method works. You can combine a small groove amount with selective manual nudges for a natural feel. G. Polishing with pitch edits and DJ rap moves. Pitch drops. Duplicate a slice across pads and transpose each duplicate progressively down to -5. -12 semitones to program a descending pitch effect. Stutter. Program 1/32 or faster repeated notes on a slice for classic stutter fills. Reverse. Reverse slices or the sample in simpler for a tail or throwaway effect. Reverb tails. Use a return reverb and automate the send to swell tails. When happy, resample the final sequence, set another track to audio from, resampling, solo the toast output, and record the final loop to commit the edits into a single clip for quick use. H. Quick arrangement idea: keep the toast as a one-bar stab with variations every 2, 4, or 8 bars. Bar 1. Main stab. Bar 2. Stutter plus pitch drop. Bar 4. Reverse tail and reverb swell. Resample each variation to separate clips for TJ style performance and quick triggering. Common mistakes to avoid: not setting audio from to resampling or not arming the resampled track. You'll capture nothing. Leaving other tracks unmuted while resampling. Unwanted audio gets recorded. Overprocessing before resampling. Too much heavy processing can muddy pitched or sliced material. Using the wrong warp mode. Beats for percussive toasts. Complex Pro for longer vocals. Applying groove to audio without committing it. Freeze slash flatten or resample again if you want the swing baked in. Excessive swing nudges 40ms that push the toast off grid instead of creating groove. Pro tips: record many short takes and comp the best syllables into a super take before heavy processing. Use small per slice pitch shifts to keep intelligibility. Add subtle redux or tube after resampling for extra grid if needed. Keep reverb and delay on sends to maintain a tight dry attack. Save useful slices as simpler instruments or drum rock presets for fast reuse. Program toast hits to interact with break accents for authentic jungle placement. Mini practice exercise. 15-20 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 170 BPM. 2. Record 4 short toasts on raw toast. 3. Add EQ8, HP100, HC and Saturator Drive 3. 4. Resample a 1-bar loop to resample. 5. Right-click right arrow slice to new MIDI track and transient mode. 6. Create a 1-bar MIDI pattern with the slices and nudge even 16ths by plus 25ms. 7. Add 1 stutter for 1/32 hits and a 1 semitone pitch drop over 2 slices. 8. Resample the final loop and save it to your library. Recap: you just followed a beginner resampling workflow to do DJ rap edit. Shape a ragga toast from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. The key steps: record a raw toast, right arrow apply a light stock device chain, right arrow resample the processed audio, right arrow slice to drum rack, or simpler right arrow program rhythm and swing via groove pool or manual nudging, right arrow add DJ edit moves like stutters, pitch drops and reverses, right arrow resample the final result for fast use. Keep everything short and iterative. Record, process, resample, edit, resample again. Now go record a shout, chop it, swing it and resample it. Craft that DJ rap style ragga toast and get it to sit right in your next jungle or drum and bass edit.